This is a Sports Fusion podcast production. SF is a comprehensive sports show that is built for the regular everyday fan. I focus on the NFL, NBA, MLB, and throw in some NHL. My NFL fantasy football tips are on point. Predictions, tips, picks, and barbershop banter. I am Jay Rich, and this is Sports Fusion. Turn this up, bro. The Eastern Conference is wide open for someone to surprise. With JR missing in New York, the Knicks still continue to rise. Doncic is still shooting the blood out of the ball, but defense wins in playoffs, so the Mavs will fall. Billy the Kid goes X and O's, while the Lakers' win creates an interesting play-in. Sports Fusion dissects three series and picks all eight, right here, right now, for the NBA Jay Rich playoff. Check me. Let's go. James Harden gets his chance for playoff redemption, but his fate may be decided by a teammate's right knee. That's the same knee from 2021, making the Mavs Clips series a shooting spree. The T-Wolves have arrived healthy in the matchup that will prove if they are real, but the Grand Canyon awaits, and Durant has booked his flight as one of the all-time greats. Let's break down the NBA playoffs. Let's go. Figure we'd start with some news and notes, because I will be breaking down the series one by one here, going in deep on three of them, and the news and notes might as well precede that. The Raptors' Porter gets banned for gambling. There's only 400 people in the NBA community as a player. When you have the nerve to go ahead and bet when you know everybody's watching, you deserve to be banned for life, so good riddance to him. The Julius Randle injury really changes the scenario for the Knicks. Some would say with OG's defense and them going more wing-orientated that it may not be detrimental and they may be better off, considering Randle has certainly struggled in the playoffs before. I'm not buying into that completely, but the Knicks do look good. I will definitely dissect that series moving forward here next. Klay Thompson is on the move, and he had a bad shooting day in the last game. He's unable to get his own shot anymore, but he still has enough in the tank. It's definitely time for Golden State to completely break it down, though. And really, this whole thing, ironically enough, has been caused by Draymond Green's craziness, not Klay Thompson. He screwed up the whole season. His podcast sucks, and no one wants to hear from him after, so I would hope that he would retire, but then I would have to listen to him on TNT and all the other places when really the guy's been a coattail rider the whole time. Doncic is getting there, but the Clippers group has James Harden, and it's his time to shine, and we'll see if he can make that happen. Like I said, I will break down that series in a little bit and talk about Kawhi Leonard. As far as legacy is concerned in these playoffs, you think Kevin Durant's legacy is a little bit on the line, although Phoenix has a strange mix of players, and I'm not sure it fits. I'll be breaking down that series in a little bit. Like I said at the beginning of this bridge here, that Houston's James Harden's legacy definitely gets a chance to get revamped, and guys like Brunson in New York get to stamp their resume here in the NBA playoffs. Let's get going with the series now. Let's go. In the Knicks-Sixers series, elongated injuries during the season will create a matchup like this. And you figured it could have been the other way around with JR going down, OG being out for a while, and others there in the Knicks roster, such as Mitchell Robinson. But it is that Mitchell Robinson and Hartenstein 4-5 combo that could create a very good matchup here for the Knicks. Obviously, very few teams can throw 2 7-footers that are athletic enough and strong enough to stick with Embiid. And let's face it, Embiid isn't totally 100%. And so that has a big factor in my pick here. The Sixers are ninth on defense, but that's with Embiid being healthy, where the Knicks are second overall on defense and have gone in just 1 year's time from having a hard time guarding the perimeter to being the number one perimeter defensive team in the league. Now, Brunson has been dominant and maybe even an MVP season. And essentially, that kind of plays into the other strength of the Sixers with Maxey breaking out here. But they also have Deuce behind Brunson, and he is an elite defender. And essentially, Maxey doesn't create a lot of length. So when I say elite defender, usually when there's a taller guard, Deuce can be exposed a little bit. So the matchup still favors the Knicks. And Brunson has gone off, averaging 32 points since the first 30 games of the season, and JR going down. Now, they kind of have a mismatch at small forward slash shooting guard with Melton being out and, of course, Bobby Hill and Aubrey Jr. and Reed kind of moving in and out from small forward to shooting guard. And so that essentially plays in to the Knicks, who has DiVincenzo and Hart. And I believe that Hart's really stepped it up since JR has left. And, of course, OG Anunoby, the number one wing defender or number two wing defender in the entire NBA. So Harris, who plays a small four and could play a little bit of three, will be matched up against OG. So a huge advantage at the three spot for the Knicks. They have Morris Sr. as well, but essentially Precious, who was picked up in a trade from the Raptors, can also play a little four and small three if he had to on defense. At the end of it, Brunson is him. Maxey will get defended by Deuce when he is on the floor. Beverly will cause maybe some trouble for Brunson at times, but he has found a way to pass out of those doubles and find a way for the Knicks. They're just going to have too much in this series. Not a great draw for New York, as that last win of the season did give them 50, but you figure an Orlando or Indiana series would have been a little bit easier on them than Miami slash the Sixers, who ended up here. Like I said, the Hartenstein, Robinson, Precious, and even at times Sims can be thrown in waves at Embiid. That depth is now going to pay off in the first series here. And like I said, they would have rather had Orlando and Indiana, but I think they have enough. There's enough Brunson. They have home court in New York, and Embiid's health is in question. I got the Knicks winning this one in six. Turn this up, bro. Let's go. In the next series, Phoenix plays Minnesota. The rim protection of Minnesota will definitely be a factor in this one. They got the number one defense in the NBA. It's a matchup nightmare for Phoenix, who runs an unconventional rotation. Essentially, they don't have a point guard, so they'll go with bookends with Booker and Beal. And then, of course, they don't really have a true small forward if you consider Kevin Durant a power forward. Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon kind of move in and out of there. I guess Gordon could be considered a small forward. They will be going up against Anthony Edwards. So the Booker-Edwards matchup is going to be telling. You're going to see why athleticism will supersede skill in this one. And Edwards being more athletic than Booker. They don't really have anybody to guard Mike Conley, who just kind of runs the show over there. And essentially, Kyle Anderson, the other small forward for Minnesota, is pretty much a non-factor. The essential matchup that favors Minnesota is the Jaden McDaniels, the number one analytics as far as wing defense in the NBA is concerned. And he's lining up against their best score. So the fact that they don't have a traditional rotation in Phoenix, and essentially their strength of a score in Durant will go against the best wing defender in Jaden McDaniels, kind of plays into the strength of Minnesota. Nurkic and Bol Bol will have a tough time with Towns and Gobert, both on the offensive and defensive side. With all those things considered, it's a matchup nightmare for Phoenix. That's the tag on this preview of this series from me. It's a mismatch nightmare for Phoenix. And so with that, in turn, I've got Minnesota winning this one in seven. Let's go. And a very interesting series in our third in-depth look at the series. The Kawhi Leonard injury of his right knee brings us all the way back to 2021. Poor guy just can't pull it together. He's a relentless worker, but essentially his body just will not perform for him. Doncic is obviously one of the top three players offensively in the NBA. Not a great defender, and maybe not even a willing defender at times. And essentially, he's going to have bodies thrown at him. Norman Powell, James Harden, Westbrook off the bench, Paul George with his length. Even if Kawhi Leonard can't man him up one-on-one, Doncic's going to cook either way. But essentially, if Kawhi Leonard can get after him and man him up for at least 20 minutes a game, that's going to create a single coverage scenario and a lot less doubles from the Clippers. The Clippers were the team that Sports Fusion picked to go to the NBA Finals out of a very tough Western Conference if they were healthy. And I would have to say, with Kawhi Leonard being a big question mark in this one, that they are not healthy. Josh Green is a non-factor. Tim Hardaway, the same. Hardaway would be open quite a bit in this offense and has proven he's not a great stand-up, straight-up shooter and essentially doesn't get much off the ball or off the dribble and off the bounce himself in any kind of isolation offense. He usually just takes kicks from Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Irving would be the X factor because Doncic is going to have bodies thrown at him, three and four at times. And Kyrie Irving has had kind of his best season in 5 years, thanks to Luka. But essentially, when it comes right down to it in half court, Kyrie is exciting in open court, but doesn't really create that much. And like I said, with Hardaway and Green, that not a lot to kind of kick out to anyway. Grant Williams and PJ Washington share the four for them. And obviously, they don't have a legitimate four over there with the Clippers because they've gone to the modern NBA style of wing defense and wing offense. And so, essentially, there'll be a mismatch for the Clippers both on offense and on defense for that. But with it, it'll be a better basketball player at the four or playing a kind of a mock four, I guess, for the Clippers. And PJ Washington will have a hard time staying on the floor. Grant Williams has proven that he can guard a little smaller there. Zubac against Lively is a complete contradiction. Lively likes to cut and play away from the basket. Zubac likes to be within the 4 foot mark of the basket. And Westbrook is going to go after Luka at times, especially if Kawhi's hurt. And essentially, I just don't feel Dallas will have enough. I don't feel Kyrie Irving is going to be able to get after it in this one. And with that, even with a average or 20 minute a game Kawhi Leonard, I've got the Clippers winning this one in seven. Go rapid fire in the final five series here as the Indiana Pacers will take on a banged up Milwaukee. Lillard's been sitting out for a week and he has some knee problems. Obviously, Giannis, if he had kind of the personnel around him to be a decoy or on the ball decoy and force some doubles and let somebody else beat you, then maybe Milwaukee would be able to stay in this series. But with Middleton kind of flattening out after his huge finals performance 3 years ago, I just don't see it happen. Indiana has a high-octane explosive offense, and I doubt we even get a full Giannis out of this series. I've got Indiana beating Milwaukee in five. Now, I mentioned Billy the Kid, Donovan, the coach for the Bulls, and I feel that they'll go on and beat a Butler-less Miami Heat in the play-in this weekend and face Boston. They just don't have the personnel to stay with the wings of Boston. If they did, I would trust Billy the Kid to maybe give him a series. But a great performance by the Bulls this year just to get this far. White had a breakout season. DeRozan still getting it done in mid-range. But against the Celtics in this one, they will lose in six. And I think that Donovan could actually coach them to a couple wins. Now, the Kings will be playing the Pelicans, but Zion's been hurt. Actually, good to see Zion make some kind of playoff performance happen this year against LeBron. But those Kings are tough. They get the prototype old-school throwback offense, dominant point guard, dominant center in Sabonis and Fox, respectively. But they're going against a very elite OKC. And although being extremely young and not being in the playoffs, by the way, OKC was Sports Fusion's breakout team this year and 2 years ago, actually, I called it. And they still have many picks going forward. And their top five offense and their top five defense will be a problem for the Kings, who I feel will get past the Pelicans. That is going to be a very tough series and really test the youth of OKC. But they do match up pretty good with them. In regards to Chet kind of being able to have some length against Sabonis, and of course, SGA and his MVP season was the other call that Sports Fusion made this year, that I felt SGA was ready to have an MVP caliber season. He went and did that. And so I feel that OKC will hang on with those analytics, top five in offense, top five in defense, against a very stingy, tough Kings team. And I feel that they will go ahead and win that one in seven. In the Orlando-Cleveland series, Cleveland's been there a couple times in a row. Orlando's offense just gets bogged down a lot. And Banchero, although being a marginal all-star, is their best player. There's just not enough there, and I feel Cleveland will go on and get that one in seven. And the Lakers don't have bigs. The only way to beat Denver is to have a couple bigs that you can throw at the problem at center. And Jokic, is probably going to be the runner-up MVP to SGA this year. And the only way that anybody's beaten him in the last 2 years is being able to throw two or three bigs that can match the length of Jokic and guard him away from the basket. The Lakers just don't have it. Another great game by LeBron showing up when it counts, but it'll be over for the Lakers in this one in five. Hopefully you enjoyed the NBA playoff preview for 2024. Obviously, we have the NHL coming up next week. Hopefully, you'll join me for that as I do a preview of the NHL playoffs. Enjoy the NBA playoffs. They're always fantastic. Thanks for joining me here. Jay Rich, sportsfusion.com is the website. We'll talk to you soon.